What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is now 7:03. Here comes the sun. Do. 80 degrees now. It's going to be sunny and hot today. We're going to be brushing close to 100 this afternoon. A heat advisory is in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. Our top story, the wait is on in Austin. We're still not quite clear if House Democrats are going to be back after taking off to avoid a vote on the GOP's redistricting plan.
So that second special session now underway. We're waiting to see if enough Democrats show up to have a quorum.
Over the weekend, the Democrats' supporters rallied in Austin, led by former Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
Are you ready to fight?
The rally was part of the Fight the Trump Takeover National Day of Action. And in Texas, that means preventing a vote on President Trump's congressional maps designed to flip 5 seats to the Republicans in 2026. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
We will fight on the floor of this house. We will fight in the courtroom. Whatever the f***ing maps are, we are going to win them in this state.
The Democrats are expected to return to fight against redistricting in the now second called special session.
It is evident to the chair a quorum is not present.
Maybe today. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As this second special session rolls on, House Democrats and Republicans have been asked whether the two-week standoff will hurt relationships in the legislature. Dallas Democrat Tony Rose, who has been among the walkouts, says, we'll see.
My colleagues understand this is part of the process. And so, you know, if they want to continue to maintain a relationship, I will be glad to do it. Those who don't, I'm fine with that, too.
Sherman Republican Shelley Luther hopes this will all pass.
I'm actually very friendly with most of the Democrats. My deskmate and I sit on the quote unquote Democrat side where most of the Democrats sit. We're right in the middle of them.
Luther and Rose both appearing on NBC5's Lone Star Politics.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing. On News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Rockwall police are looking over security camera footage to see who hung Nazi flags from the roof of Rockwall Heath High School over the weekend.
The community got word of this atrocity early Saturday.
My brothers get an email from the high school, and it said that there was inappropriate and offensive flags that were hung at the high school at 6:40 in the morning.
Stephanie Parnes is a 2024 graduate of Heath, but has two brothers who are still students there. She tells NBC5 she believes her family is one of the few Jewish families with students at Heath, and she takes this extremely personally because one of her great-grandmothers was a victim of Nazi anti-Semitism. Rockwall police have security cam video, which they hope will identify the offenders. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas City Council set to hear from the public tonight on the city's proposed $5.2 billion budget for the upcoming fiscal year.
City Manager Kimberly Tolbert's plan would invest $1.4 billion into public safety. That would include funding to hire 350 new police recruits and boost police pay to just over $81,000. The proposed budget also would boost street maintenance funding to $162 million with the goal of improving more than 700 miles of city roadways. Tonight's hearing is virtual. You can tune in at dallascityhall.com. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A child is okay after being abducted briefly in Fort Worth last night. The 5-year-old was in the family car when two men jumped in and drove off near 35 and Seminary. The child's mother says she was loading groceries in the car, which was left with the engine running to keep the air conditioner going. As she returned the shopping cart to its rack, the thieves drove off. They didn't get far before they stopped to leave the child and then continued their getaway. The child was not hurt.
You get the sense that the thieves realize that there's a difference in the penalty between grand theft and kidnapping?
Exactly.
Maybe so.
In fact, we got to get rid of the kid.
I guess
so. Scary story.
Yeah. While a man is locked up in Dallas, two people stabbed in Knife Point carjackings on Harry Hines Sunday, and police believe the same man is responsible for both. Officers found the first victim at Harry Hines and Medical District, the second less than a mile away, also in the hospital district. Both victims rushed to the ER, one in critical condition. The suspect was booked into the Dallas County Jail on a string of charges.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
U.S. State Department issues what's called a level 2 travel advisory for all of Mexico, urging American travelers to use extra caution because of crime, terrorism, kidnapping risks. Dallas Cowboys lose 31-13 at AT&T Stadium Saturday as the Ravens' backup quarterback Cooper Rush's return to Dallas spoiled his lone touchdown pass erased by a pick six. Baltimore rookie kicker Tyler Loop steals the spotlight, drilling 5 field goals to seal the Ravens' win. A second special session kicked off Friday at noon, just 2 hours after wrapping up the first special session that was largely blocked after House Democrats fled the state. Now lawmakers start from scratch on redistricting, flood relief, THC rules, and everything else that Governor Abbott put on the table.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Brought to you by carsforkids.org. Right off the car, not the kid. 7:23 now as we kick off our 20-minute Morning Briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A Denton County home is a smoldering mess, and 2 others are badly damaged from a fire that raced through a Little Elm neighborhood near Louisville Lake. Yesterday, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, fire crews rolled up to the fire on Point Street, a few blocks from the lake. The main fire destroyed the home where the flames began and spread to 2 neighboring homes. The Denton County Fire Marshal has not determined the cause of the fire just yet.
The Dallas County Jail fails a review by state regulators.
The Texas Commission on Jail Standards conducted the review after getting complaints this spring. Their report, issued in late July, says 2 men had been kept in holding cells for more than 48 hours, which is the maximum time people are supposed to spend in holding before being moved to another location. The commission issued a notice of non-compliance with instructions to correct the problem. Jail officials say they are doing that. The Dallas County Jail passed its inspection last year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Trying to build on what was sort of a pleasant surprise to me, anyway. Not a bad week on Wall Street last week. We really haven't seen the summer doldrums set in yet. Volume has been pretty good. Of course, there's also been like a headline moving about every hour or so. And Friday was certainly impacted, I think, to some degree by that that brief Alaskan summit. And it will be impacted today by the meeting that's taking place with Ukraine and other leaders that are headed to the White House today. We'll get some headlines out of that starting probably early afternoon. But for right now, the Dow up 770 points last week. That's 1.7%. It looks higher on the opening by about 20 points. The NASDAQ looks a little lower by 28 points, which is a small loss, and it was up small gains last week, up 0.8%. S&P average was up close to 1%, and of course made that series of new all-time highs, and it looks lower by 3 points. And actually, the Dow itself recorded an all-time intraday high in trading on Friday. Meanwhile, we've got a pretty good bounce taking place in the Asian markets overnight. China's stock market hit a decade high amid some easing trade tensions and a lot of domestic demand over there. European markets, I think, are kind of awaiting the latest round of talks that are taking place in D.C. today, because they seem to be doing mostly nothing. Housing market index comes at 9 o'clock this morning, supposed to uptick a little bit to 34. And this is also a week we're going to have a fistful of earnings reports out for the nation's retailers. So finally, we get to see some actual impact, if there is any, on the tariffs and inflation, and also look for their guidance. We'll hear from Home Depot and Toll Brothers and Medtronic on Tuesday, then Target on Wednesday, Walmart on Thursday. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 7:26 on the KRLD Morning News.
Highland Park's Scotty Scheffler fights back and finishes the job. Down four shots early in the final round, Scheffler rallies past Robert McIntyre to win the BMW Championship.
I knew it was going
to
be battle all the way till the end. I mean, starting the day four shots back, Bob had made some mistakes early in the round, but I knew he wasn't going to make many more as the day went on.
The turning point, an 82-foot chip-in birdie on 17. He shoots 67, wins by two, and joins Tiger Woods as the only players in nearly two decades with five PGA Tour wins in consecutive seasons. The Tour Championship is up next. Scheffler chasing another FedEx Cup.
The Rangers slug their way out of a slump, blasting four homers in a 10-4 win over the Blue Jays in Toronto on Sunday. Marcus Semien goes deep for the 15th time this season, and he wasn't the only one.
Langford, a blast to left. If it's fair, it's gone. It's bending towards the pole. It's a fair ball into the second deck, and the Rangers lead 8-1.
Nathan Eovaldi stays hot, firing seven innings of two-run ball to win his seventh straight decision. Texas ends its four-game losing streak and avoids the sweep. Texas starts a four-game series at KC tonight.
Cowboys drop their second straight preseason game, losing 31-13 to the Ravens at AT&T Stadium Saturday night. The lone bright spot really was a pick six in the first half.
And it's picked. Going the other way. To the house. Andrew Booth.
But the Cowboys offense sputtering again, just 31 total yards in the first half and only two first downs. Joe Milton played most of the night at quarterback, I should say, throwing for 122, but also an interception. Jonathan Mingo led Dallas in receiving, but left with a knee injury.
John, I tried to watch the preseason game, and I watched their first few minutes of it, but I can't watch preseason games.
It's so hard, isn't it?
They're painful to watch.
They are.
And I'm not just talking about the athleticism, but just the broadcast quality and the production quality and everything else like that. I can't do it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Call me when the regular season starts, would you?
Okay.
But don't call me before that.
Oh.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.